fallout in Memphis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests taking place once again in Memphis, Tennessee, Saturday, after the video of several police officers beating black motorist Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop on January 7th was released. Nichols died from his injuries several days later.
Justice for Tyree!
Justice for Tyree!
Five of the officers involved, who are all black, are facing second-degree murder charges. Those officers were members of the city's Scorpion Unit, which the Memphis police chief disbanded on Saturday. Police say a shooting outside a short-term rental home in the posh Beverly Crest area of Los Angeles early Saturday morning has left at least three people dead. They were found inside a car parked outside the residence. Sergeant Bruce Borihan with the LAPD discusses the victims that were injured.
Two of those victims were here at scene, and the fire department paramedics transported them to a local hospital. And two either self-transported or got a ride to the hospital. And out of those four victims that were transported to the hospital, two are in stable condition and two are in critical condition.
There is no information yet regarding any suspects. This is California's sixth mass shooting so far this month. Former President Donald Trump kicking off his 2024 presidential campaign Saturday, first in New Hampshire and then in South Carolina, where he touted his accomplishments while in office at a rally.
What we did where this country was greatest economy ever, largest tax cuts in the history of our country, largest regulation cuts in the history of our country, Space Force, right to try. We did so many things. Strongest border, by the way. How important is that? Strongest border in history.
Several other famous Republicans have hinted at challenging the former president for the GOP nomination, but none have announced their candidacy thus far. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Congressional Budget Office says Social Security and Medicare could go broke in 10 years. Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn explains.
Democrats are promising to keep Republicans from putting their hands on Social Security and Medicare. But if both programs are left untouched, according to experts, they will run out of cash anyway, leaving the 66 million people who rely on these benefits with nothing. The CBO estimates that the cost of Social Security already exceeds the money it's bringing in, warning this, quote, the balance in the trust funds will decline to zero in 2033, and the Social Security Administration will no longer be able to pay full benefits when they are due.
President Biden says Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare, but some Republicans, including Florida Senator Rick Scott, refute that claim. Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas gives his take on the new report concerning COVID to the National Institute of Health on Fox and Friends.
The NIH budget is $48 billion, and $8 million of that went to EcoHealth Alliance. And this is Dr. Peter Daszak and the funding of that was going on at the Wuhan Institute of Virology that was leading to some of this dangerous research that was done there. And like you said, the inspector general said, had that, you know, been there been the proper oversight, some of that would have been identified much earlier. Maybe this, you know, we wouldn't have ended up where we were at with COVID.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin releasing a video on Instagram Saturday, his first time speaking publicly since suffering cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I know that it isn't enough just to be thankful. This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world. And with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things. I couldn't do this without any of the support and the love And I can't wait to continue to take y'all on this journey with me.
Since his injury, Hamlin's Chasing M's Foundation has received over $9 million in donations for its community toy drive. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.